Hey guys, thanks for being a part of the podcast here. If you do want to see the video version of the podcast, head over to YouTube there so you can see me as well as every guest that comes on here, and you can see us live and in action.
I've got to give a speech and I don't know what stories to share with my audience. Well, stay tuned because in this episode, we're going to talk about what stories you should share to be able to relate with your audience and win them over. What's up, guys? This is Philip Sessions, your public speaking and communication coach, here to talk to you today about what stories you should share with your audience. So there's three ways to look at the stories that you should share. If you know anything about a story, it's something that relates with the information that you're sharing, but put into some kind of message, a story that brings the audience in. So now that we know a little bit about what a story is, now we can talk about the three different ways that you can share a story to relate with your audience. If you can use all of these three, it's the best way. But if you can only use one, that is fine as well. So the first one, which is going to be the least relatable for your audience, is to just share any story that relates with the message that you're sharing. So you have a core message that you're trying to share. Let's talk about fitness. That's always an easy example for us to talk about. And maybe it's just that, how do you lose weight? So we're always trying to lose weight on this episode or on this podcast, apparently. So we're going to go with that. So you're trying to lose weight and I'm speaking to you, presenting to you about how to lose weight. So if I've never had to lose weight before, I don't have a personal story that can then relate with this topic. So it's probably not something that I should be talking about in the first place, but let's just say hypothetically, I've never been somebody that has had to lose weight, but I'm teaching you how to lose weight. So what I can do is grab a story from somebody else that has talked about maybe some of the struggles or the things that they've done or what they've had to do in order to lose that weight. And I can use that story to relate with how you should eat less food in order to lose weight. Maybe that's the fact there is, eat less food, lose weight. Boom. But if I just tell you that, oh, that's not going to inspire you. You're going to like, okay, cool. Yeah, duh, Philip. But what does that actually do for me? And so that's why I share a story. And maybe it's not my own because at this point, I haven't lost weight. I haven't done anything like that. So I grab a story from somebody else and talk about the struggles of what it was like when I was 15 pounds overweight and how I had to go through and I tried 10 or 12 or 15 different diets and I was always losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight. And I felt like I kept gaining more weight than I would lose. But then finally one day I found this perfect diet, this perfect regimen that wasn't anything that was going to break the bank. There's all this stuff to it. And really it was my friends, but I'm saying it as me. So it's a little bit more relatable there. But I talk about the story and of overcoming all these yo-yo diets and going up and down. And then I show you the other side and I talk about how much better I felt. I mean, even though it was only 15 pounds, like I just felt so much better. I could play with my kids easier. I could go up a flight of stairs without breathing heavy. And so I'm sharing all these stories that relate with the fact of losing weight. And now you're bought in more because of that. And so now I'm relating with you more as an audience. The second way, and this is a lot better, is, and we're going to keep using this same example so we can show you the difference. So that one, I just kind of used a story that related with losing that weight. Now, this one with relating to the audience can possibly be the same thing and maybe a little bit different. But the next one is using stories that relate with your core message that relate to the audience. So hopefully they kind of build on each other a little bit, but they can all end up being separate here. But let's say half your audience needs to lose weight. Rather than just saying, hey, go exercise so you can lose weight, you want to get a story that relates with them. So maybe some of the people in the audience, you know, they've been through those yo-yo diets and you can talk about that and you can start asking questions, really drawing them in and talk about that story. And try and if there's somebody in the audience that you just know a lot about them, maybe you know about their profession, maybe you know about them being married, you can go into details about that audience. what it's like to try and lose weight while being married with two kids. That's my story right now, right? If I mean, I'm not on the journey to lose weight, but I'm married, I've got two kids. So immediately right there, oh, it's kind of interesting. Even if I didn't necessarily need to lose weight, I would be tuned in a little bit like, oh, I'm curious to see how this person went about losing weight now, because it related to me. Now, if I share that story and I'm not somebody who has two kids and is married, it's still not my story, but it's a story that relates with the audience at that point. So the first one was, you just have a story that relates with your core message. So you're focused on your message. The second one being, now you have the core message and you're trying to relate with that audience. And so this message still relates with the core message that you're trying to share about, but it also relates with the audience. The third one, which really kind of, you can either relate with the audience or not, is to have a message about yourself. So again, with the weight loss journey, if I started talking about my weight loss journey, the things that I did in order to lose weight, that I went on these yo-yo diets, that I was running 5 miles a day, and I was working out an hour each day, and I was going for 7 days a week, and I was just eating 1,000 calories every single day. And that's what really got the breakthrough for me, which I'm not a fitness expert, but I promise you 1,000 calories a day is not a good thing. So definitely consult somebody in the fitness industry on that. But just using this as a quote unquote personal story where I talk about this, and then I talk about going to the diet that actually worked for me finally and everything. If that's the same exact diet that you have, great. And the story that you've been through, you're going to relate with me because of that. But I've been able to share a story that was personal to me. And because it was personal to me, it impacted the audience. Now, most likely, it's also going to be somebody in the audience that that relates to. But it's my story. It's my journey. And when I share that, or when you share a personal story, it makes you relatable to the audience. Now, I mentioned about how all three of these should come into play. So your stories always should relate to your core message. If anything, a story that you share has to make sense with the core message. So if the core message is about losing weight, you know, I talk about eating ice cream, or I talk about computers and a story about playing video games when I was a kid, like, what does that have to do with losing weight? Unless if I eventually get around to the fact that I gained all this weight and I realize I'm a miserable slob and I need to lose weight now, that's a little bit different. But if I just literally only talk about how I love playing Mario Karts and all of this stuff and never actually talk about weight loss, then that message makes that story makes no sense because it doesn't relate to the message. The next part would be, have your message and your story that relates with the message, but also relates with the audience. And the third part being that it relates with the message, the core message, it relates with the audience, and it relates with yourself. And I would say, if you're going to falter on anything, make it about yourself. Make yourself relatable, because you're sharing a story about yourself. And by being relatable, by being authentic, putting yourself out there, people are going to at least buy into you. You may not be fully relatable to them, but at least they're going to know who you are. And it's almost sales 101. If people don't know who you are, they don't know, like, and trust you, they're not going to buy from you. They're not going to believe in what it is that you're speaking about. So that's why I put your personal story over the story that relates with the audience. But if you can make all three of these things come together, a story that relates with your message, relates with your audience, and relates with you, it's a personal story. That is the trifecta of stories that will be relatable to your audience. And so find a story that hopefully relates with all three things, but worst case, only relates with your core message. And with that, just to add this little bonus in there for you, is like, you know, what stories do I share? So if I'm starting to share personal stories, what ones do I share? I have a long life that I've lived. I've got a lot of stories to share. And this is where you need to know your audience, you need to know your message, and you need to know who you are. So you need to be comfortable with the stories that you share about yourself, because you're sharing a personal story. So first and foremost, be comfortable with whatever story you're going to share. Secondly, make sure it relates in some way to the message that you're sharing. And then third, make sure it relates with your audience. That's how you pick that story out. Figure out which one's going to relate with all three of those the best. Worst case, just the message. Second best case, the message and yourself. Third best case is all three, the message, yourself, and the audience. And so that's how you pick those stories out. So I hope you enjoyed that bonus. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, make sure to like and subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you leave us a review if you're over there on the podcast. But with that, have a healthy and blessed day.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Speaking Sessions podcast. If you got anything out of this episode, make sure to leave us a review and share it with a friend. If there's anything you would like to hear on the podcast, please let me know. Shoot me a DM with your question or topic you want me to cover, and I'll make sure to cover it on a future episode. But with that, have a healthy and blessed day.